Leroy Galloway is a construction manager and consultant, commercial and residential builder, and a certified inspector for all commercial and residential buildings. And now, here is About the House with Troy Galloway.
Hello, folks. Welcome back to About the House. This is your audio university of everything you need to know about your home. We talk about construction. We talk about insurance. We talk about health issues, plumbing, electrical. And you know what's so awesome about this, as we talk about every show, is that it's an audio university. Everything you need to know. And you get to go back because it's all on podcast and YouTube TV. It's also blasted out on my business page, Galloway Building Services. We have it on our Facebook and our email and also on our webpage. So you can go back. If you can't find us one way, there's tons of ways of finding us. So anyway, I'm really tickled that you folks are all here with us. And I am your humble host, Troy Galloway, owner of Galloway Building Services. Just like this show, we are a one-of-a-kind company. We're the only company in the Midwest that actually all the different inspection services that we do. Yes, we do home and building inspections. So if you're buying or selling your home or your commercial business or a business building, we do them inspections. But we also help people with construction inspections. So if you're getting to construct your home being built or a remodeling project and you want to make sure it's done right, you give us a call. We help out through all this whole system here. We also help you with if you have any litigation work. Now, heaven forbid that happens, but sometimes it does. And you just want to have somebody that is a non-biased professional come in to help you get through this maze. We work with attorneys. We work with other specialists to make sure that you get well represented. And normally when we get done speaking, that's the end of the conversation. The contractor is done. But we also help contractors, too. So if you're a contractor and you have a customer out there that don't want to pay, trying to claim that you didn't do it right and you know you did, give us a call. We help contractors every day with this kind of stuff. We also have added to, which I'm really happy about. I wanted to give a few things as what's happening with the business now. But we're also doing, say, if you get a divorce, nobody likes divorces. But right now with the COVID and these other things happening, you know, stress is high and people, you know, sadly we are, you know, people have this breakup. So one of you folks are going to get keep the house. One of you have to pay for the house. You don't want to pay for one penny more than it's worth. So what makes us very unique is because of our building experience is that we come in, not only do the inspection, but we also can give you a cost analysis of what it is to repair and fix up your home. And that way, when you do get the appraisal, it's not just a general expectation or generally of what the houses are worth. You actually get to have a chance to see what they're worth and then deducted any of the cost. So that's kind of it really. It's a service that nobody else is providing, mostly because most folks don't have both experience of building and also of the inspection. A couple of things we want to talk about here real quick before we get with our guest today is that we're really excited because we are getting ready to launch a whole series of how to be a general contractor training videos. We'll talk more about that as we go along with everybody as it's being developed. Pretty excited. We got a lot of great folks coming on board help us with this. And we also have in starting next week, next Wednesday, which is also going to be able to be found out there. We'll also teach college class on how to be a general contractor. And a couple weeks after that, we're teaching another one on what to look for. You do it yourself home inspections through the community college. So we're doing a lot of great things. I'm really excited about that. And today, as much as I'm happy and excited about that, we have a fabulous guest. Jim Vargo. He is here with talking about us about air purification systems. Jim is an expert, one of the leading in his industry with his systems and his company that he works with. With the COVID and these other diseases and wintertime coming on, there's nothing more important that we could be talking about right now than air quality. So, Jim, in here. We got you on the phone here, and I wanted you to jump in here. Introduce yourself to the folks. And what even brought you to even doing such a thing?
Well, thank you so much, Troy. If I can be so kind as to just share a little background about myself, because we all have a life to live and experiences that come to us. But I was blessed to be a teacher and missionary in Rhodesia, Africa, back in the 60s. And that led me eventually to back home after the war there to become a Navy chaplain and to serve in Japan and Italy and America. And then I had the opportunity back here in the States to be introduced to a company called EchoQuest. And EchoQuest goes back to the company Electrolux that made the vacuum cleaners 90 years ago and built into other multi-billion dollar products that they shared. So I had a call from a friend. I had left EchoQuest because as chaplain and pastor, I moved on to other churches. But I had a call from a friend about, well, it was December. And he said, Jim, you got to come back. He knew me from EchoQuest. I said, what's happening? He said, well, we have one of the best air and surface purifiers in the world. I said, okay, send me information. And he did. And I said, wow. I looked at the background again and what they did and how it became about. And what they were sharing is called the Volara Air and Surface Pro. It's one of the best air and surface purifiers in the world. And so I jumped on it, and then sure enough, March the COVID-19 hit, and Volara could not make the Air and Surface Pros fast enough, because they do an incredible job on cleaning air, and I'll get into how they do that. So that's a little bit background of mine, and. So you're probably asking, Troy and friends, is what is the Air Pro? Well, listen to this. The Air Pro, it's a portable unit, weighs only 7 pounds, is 9.5 inches high and 10 inches deep. It cleans and purifies up to 3,000 square feet. Can you imagine that? And it is powered by Active Pure technology. Now you're asking, so what is Active Pure technology? It's based on technology originally developed by NASA. It's proven to reduce up to 99% of surface microorganisms and dramatically reducing airborne contaminants and allergens in the air. Wow.
What, let me ask you a question. May I interrupt here real quick? Because if I could, please, because you're really on a great roll, but because it's 3,000 square feet. Now, because of the different type of designs in our building systems, sometimes we have two stories, three stories, lower levels, yes, et cetera. Does that make any difference in this system? Whether it be a two-story, three-story, or just a big branch? Does that affect it any? I mean, as far as the ability to take care of our air.
To clean.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Troy, good question. 3,000 square feet. In a home, you can put it by your duct. You know, the duct is the lung of the house. The ducts clean, you know, transfer. So that unit could be put by the duct of the house and clean upstairs and downstairs. Now, a building or a house or whatever, and we'll get into other people are using this in organizations, you may have to use more than one air purifier. So you make a judgment on how many square feet is going to be affected, and you will say, well, we need one or two of these to cover what we need to cover. But basically, a home of 2,000 square feet should be covered pretty much by the unit. Does that help, Troy?
Yeah, it does. It does. I just want to make, because I know that, you know, when homes are broke up and so let me ask you this here then, because we do, sometimes we have dual units or zone heating and cooling. Mm-hmm. Would that affect our 3,000 square feet? I don't want to get too far out of this. I just wanted to clarify some of this before, as we move forwards.
No, because of the uniqueness of our technology, our space technology, there's no other unit out there doing that. I mean, people have some of the air purifiers that they paid $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000 to put into the house. But this does not interfere with that. In fact, it improves it tremendously because of the nature of its construction and what it does to the air.
Okay, that's great. Okay. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. I just wanted to clarify that for the folks. Please jump right on back in there and we'll get right back on track.
Okay, I'm going to go back in history a little bit. Back in 2015, just to give you the basis of this incredible company, there was a 2015 and early 2016, Southern California gas workers struggled to months to stop a natural gas leak. And it was just incredible, affecting tens of thousands of people. And they were introduced to a device based on NASA invention, and it allowed thousands to stay at home. 10,000 air purifiers. These are different. I mean, the technology is the same what we have because it's the same company. But back then, 10,000 units, purifiers, were put into Porter Ranch homes. That was the area. And it was just incredible. The air was scrubbed. The family's devices were installed. And it just did an incredible job. So one of the other things I want to share with you, because I think knowing the background is important. The units are unique. You can imagine 7 pounds, and you can put it on a small table, put it on the floor, put it by the duct, whatever you choose. And we do have smaller units for cars.
Ooh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, yeah. And we have a personal air purifier that you can wear around your neck, and it's comfortable. And I believe that it. I don't wear a mask. I have my air purifier around my neck, but I also to satisfy people, I put on the mask. But I know the air coming out of my mouth is being purified, and the air coming into my nose and mouth is purified. But way back, the Defense Department, 9/11 was hit, and of course the Pentagon was devastating, injuries and deaths, and then all of the smoke and so forth and so on, and our space age technology was introduced to them. And I just want to read you something. People needed to get back. So I'm quoting here from that is tough because people still had to go to work in their offices the next day. That's where we knew we could help. So Valara, the technology of scientifically proven to eliminate smoke and odors in the air. By installing the equipment, employees at the Pentagon immediately noticed the difference. Then I'm just going to continue. We received a letter thanking us for the donation along with the Defense Supply Service coins. That meant a lot to us, Jackson said. But a month later, he received another letter from an Army colonel letting us know that products were really helping. And we were most touched. As he put it, he witnessed the tremendous improvement in the air quality in the offices. And of course, that meant a great deal to us at Polara.
I want to back up here to our smoke smells, but all of us ex-smokers especially find cigarette smoke overwhelming. And we have a rental properties. A lot of us are landlords out there, and we got tenants that smoke. And it actually will make it so as that our new clients, our new tenants, don't want to move into it if they smell it. Does your system help do anything with cigarette smoke? And
oh, absolutely. I mean, it will clear air. Smoke in seconds and minutes.
Oh, that's great. What about if it's a fire damaged property? How does that work? Does can your system work also for fire smoke?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
And also, Troy, you know, cooking odors, pet odors, odors from garbage cans, outdoor smog. It just reduces the airborne and surface contaminants, and it freshens the air, removes odors, as I said, in stale environments. A lot of it's interesting because hairdressing salons, you know, the odors.
Permanents. They have their smell, don't they?
And not to mention, I'll use the word bars. I don't know what saloons, whatever they.
taverns. I understand.
Right. Also hotels. You can imagine how many thousands of people go to individual rooms, and imagine, and this is happening as we speak. A hotel could have three or four of these that they move from room to room in the course after the clients or customers leave, and to purify those surfaces and air in that room.
Well, heck, if it's only 7 pounds,
yes,
you can take
yes.
your own.
Yes, and realtors, as I say to them, you know, if it smells, it's not going to sell.
So yeah.
You go into a building and you say, wow, what is that? So that is a big one. And I know you had another question for me, and I'm babbling here.
No, that's quite good. There were two of them that I really wanted to ask you about because of the smoke, because that is something that and pets, but my dog don't smell, so we're good with that. It's everybody else's, you know, or kitty cat box or something. But let's jump back into, let's move back over here to your system here. So what do you mean by your active pure technology? Did you already hit on that, or did I miss that? Or explain that a little better.
This is how it works, Troy. It works by harassing the microscopic, oxygen and water molecules in the air, that then they go through our air purification units, you know, which are equipped with our unique active pure honeycomb Hetrix. And then it shoots it back out into the air and the molecules. And so while it's inside the Metrix, the molecules are transformed into friendly yet powerful oxidizers. And as they're released back into the air, these supercharged air purified molecules seek and rapidly destroy contaminants, fungi, mold, odor-causing bacteria, even ones that try to hide in hard-to-reach places. It will seek them out. I'm sure someone's going to ask, if you're not thinking it already, does it take out the COVID-19?
Yep, I was going to ask that because I understand that that's a little bit different virus or bacteria than some of our others are.
We can't say that it will take out COVID-19, but there are molecules and bacteria in similar viruses that it does handle. And they're doing research. I mean, truly, I believe it will take it out, but that's my own belief. But I can't say that professionally.
So what you're saying is that it probably will do it, but you're still in, because COVID's so new to us, we're still in the learning to, is that kind of what you're thinking here?
Yeah. Let me just reiterate it that, it has been tested against the COVID. It is being tested Can they clean it? We're not sure yet. ActiPure has been tested in a variety of settings and has proven effective in reducing bacteria, viruses, and other pathogens on surface and air. The ActiPure is effective against other RNA viruses. Now, COVID-19 is an RNA virus. So other RNA viruses like a swine flu, avian bird flu, hepatitis, bacteria, don't forget, protecting starts with hand washing, mask, and cleaning. But also remember, ActiPure adds a tremendous shield around you and your home. So it's a great addition to the ones I just mentioned, washing your hands and so forth and so on. So currently, we have a 5-log kill rate, 99.99%.
Wow, that's good. That's
Yeah.
great.
And it could take 30 minutes, it could take an hour, but it does that. And there's proof of that. I mean, this is, I'm not just, spilling this out of my head. There is written proof of it. And we are so proud to be able to stand on that and to say, yeah, we have something good. And let me share a story, because when I came in, I ordered 5 units. So it was January, and the units didn't come because they were making them, but it was backlogged. And then COVID hit, and I finally got my units. Now, you're going to laugh at this, Troy. I have been part of a number of businesses in my career, and I've been married 30 years. And in the 30 years, I married Jean, who was also a Navy chaplain and went to Desert Storm. I never really told her about entering different business ventures. And so when my friend called, I said, I'm in, and I ordered 5 units. We moved from Boise, Idaho to Knoxville a year and a half ago, and because Dean took a church here in Knoxville. And so it was like 10 o'clock in the morning, and my hope was that the units would come, and sure as heck they came, but I wasn't there alone to get them. And all I heard my wife say, heck, we didn't order these, get these out of here. And I ran out of the room. I said, Jeannie, no, it's my new business, and they're sold. Now, they're not sold. Okay.
Okay, you got in trouble twice in a row.
So I drove up to Illinois, and I was pastoring in 3 rural churches there. 10 years, I was there for 10 years, and I just love those folks. And so I'm driving by one little church, St. Matthew's in Fillmore. And I had to use the bathroom. I said, I wonder if they have a key under the rock. And sure as heck, they did. And I went down and I went into the fellowship hall, Troy. And it was really moldy and smelled. And it was just like that, kind of worse than when I was there. And they had these 2 big fans blowing. And I said, oh, what the heck? So I left. And later that evening, I was having dinner with John and Vicky White, farmer friends of mine. And in the back of my head, I had someone say, Jim, take a unit to the church tonight. And I did, Troy. I got up early morning, 7:30, got there. They were meeting in the church for the first time, starting at 8:30. But when I walked in at 7:30, nobody else was there, and I had the key. I walked into that fellowship hall, and it was like standing on the Swiss Alps. I kid you
Oh,
not.
wow.
And after service, the folks came down, and they were saying, and I waited to go down. And they said, what happened to this room? My goodness, it's beautiful. And one of the parishioners, Jerry Heath, came up to me. He said, Brother Jim, he said, I lost my sense of smell 50 years ago, but I can smell this morning in this room.
Oh,
I
what a
said,
testimonial.
wow. So before I left Illinois, St. Louis, I sold 5 units.
Oh, that is that. Well, that shows that God, it was divine.
Yes. And
Absolutely.
to tell you how And when I got back to, I went to my dentist and I brought a unit for their building or their area and left it there over the July 4th weekend and went back Monday or Tuesday. And the assistant dentist said, Jim, we're moving. We'll wait on this unit. I said, okay. So then I took it to a nonprofit across from Jean's Church that houses families and helping them get on their feet. And I met Dr. Bruce Spanger, who was the director, and I had emailed him, I texted him a link to valara.com/James Vargo. And he saw it, he called me, he said, come over, we got to talk. So I went over, Troy. And he said, tell me about this Air and Surface Pro. And I did. Bruce, I have one in the car. Let me hook it up for you. So I brought it in. He said, put it in this long hallway. It was a little musty. And I left it there. 2 days later, Troy, he called. Jim, come over. I went over. He said, I won 8 of them.
Wow.
And these are families living in this facility. And I said, thank you, Lord. I mean, that's the power of this. It changes an atmosphere. It changes the purity of the air. So those are two stories. I didn't mean to.
Them are great stories. Them are great stories, Jim. And actually, I would throw this out there for the folks, too, especially folks that have indoor offices in the home, people
yes.
that are doing. We have so many of our children now that are being taught from home. Folks, if you have a good air system, your brain literally, this is science, this isn't Troy. Oh, and here's my disclaimer here. Jim and Valara are not sponsors. Hopefully, maybe someday they will be, but they're not sponsors of this radio show. Well, they're here because of their high-quality product. They're not paying for this to advertise. They're here because I really believe in their system. And folks, if you actually have if you have an environment that is healthy like this, you're going to think better. You're going to perform better. You're going to be happier.
Yes.
Jim never told me to say this. This is what I just know for a fact. So this is great. Well, let me ask you, Jim. We talked about some of your customers. You get some of your list of different customers, and it sounds like from commercial to home to automobile. And
yes.
I mean, these are all great examples. But is there any place that, you know, you got any examples where the Air and Surface Pro didn't fix the problem, wasn't able to correct their smells, or, you know, like, like a fish market? You know, I don't know. I mean, that's a crazy example, but we'll throw that out there.
Well, the company stands by its product or products, and there's a three-year warranty. If a customer or client is not pleased with it, they can return it within a certain time. But I have never heard of it not cleaning what it was been asked to clean. And just on top of that, let me add this. One of our members, or one of our associates, sold 40 of them to a school in Massachusetts just last week. And one of my partner had a connection with the Naval base in Jacksonville, Florida, and they have come in big time. I don't know how many units they will get, but I'm sure it's going to be hundreds, just
wow.
like that area with the gas in California. And that's another thing.
Ooh, yeah.
California, people go back into the house and they're smelling smoke.
Right.
They're clear, but they're smelling smoke. And they have nothing. And also, I spoke to
smoke from all the fires, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, I just want to clarify that for the folks.
Yeah, a month ago, I spoke to a BNI member who is in heating and air conditioning. He says, oh, Jim, I have one that we put into, you know, a unit, and it's $3,000, whatever. And I said, well, you know, okay, but you may come across someone needing something like this here at this cost. So you're going to ask now, what is the cost of the unit? And the cost of the unit is $1,499.
Now,
may I add this very quickly?
Yeah, please.
For nonprofits, there is a reduction because we feel that it's important that the era of those who are doing things not for the money but for helping is important.
What about now, Ken? Is there any kind of a programs out there? So we got a lot of senior citizens. They're out there
yes.
now. There, and I don't. I'm entering the senior citizen world. Actually, I've way entered it, but I'm kind of. I'm still kind. Still learning about though. Is there any kind of programs to help people that are having breathing problems that they can acquire one of these the machines?
As a gift, you mean as free?
Well, now, you know, like, I don't know if it's called Medicare or Medicaid, you know, bear with me, but, you know, whatever kind of system. You know, for instance, we have a lot of people out there that are on oxygen, and I have some dear friends that are listening to this show.
I got you. Okay.
And they have to be on oxygen, and their lungs are, they need as clean, as pure air as possible. Is there any
yes.
programs that would help them acquire one of these?
Oh, Troy, I don't know. Through Valara, I would have to check on that. I know I give a reduction, a discount that's doable.
Well, check on that and get back with
yeah.
us. And I will definitely, yeah. when we post this out there, we'll make sure we get that a post. Because if there's actually help out there for folks that are with that, you know, then that'd be awesome. You know,
oh,
that
yes.
would, what a blessing that would be. Now, first, what type of maintenance is involved? Because, you know, we're going to the senior citizen again. A lot of us will have trouble still programming our DVD player.
Right.
Yeah, I should say VCR
yes.
player.
Yes.
But what kind yes. of maintenance is involved? And
the beautiful thing, it is so simple. There are purifiers out there that you have to remove the filter frequently. This one, you can vacuum. You open the back and vacuum the filter
mm-hmm.
and clean it. And maybe once a year, you may have to change, or more time than that, the interior cleaner. But the vacuum cleaner, every, you know, I do mine here maybe 2 or 3 weeks and just vacuum it out to make sure. But it's very simple.
Wow. And they're all portable. Is that correct? Or
yes.
They're,
yes.
So we're not having to have an HVAC tech come in and install it in our systems. They
oh,
are
no.
okay.
No, it's very attractive too. And you just touch the systems, very light touch to it. You don't turn a switch or anything. It's very attractive. It will not interfere with the look of your room. But it will clean what needs to be cleaned. And let me add this too, because Valara has a number of products that they have shared. And one of the other is the living water purifier. Now, I haven't really, you know, I've been with the company now since December, but I jumped on it for the air purifier. But my neighbor, I took a unit and told him about the unit. And then I mentioned a week later, I mentioned our air water purifier. He says, Jim, it just cost me $3,000 to put a water system in. And I said, oh, my goodness, we're looking at a lot less just for one of the the living water purifiers.
Hmm.
And one of the other things, we have a lot of the St. Louis Cardinals and all sorts of sporting teams ordering both the Valara air and surface and the living water. And I have just dozens in my hand here of thank yous for, just for instance, the Miami Marlins. This year we had the opportunity to use the living water unit at our spring training in Jupiter, Florida. As with other new products, the players' curiosities were sparkled recently when they saw your product. After a quick introduction for the players and the staff, we had a select following. Within a few days, that following began to grow due to the players hearing firsthand testimonies from players that were already reaping the benefits of hydration. Players were excited to be drinking water. And this was a letter to Mark Bridman from the Miami Marlins, and those letters don't stop.
When the Marlins do, they play like, what do? They play baseball or something? They're not.
I think they're.
Oh, we're Cardinal fans here in St. Louis, so that was a bad joke. Actually, it was a good joke. We love our birds.
Yeah, for all you Cardinals fans, this was sent by the head strength coach. This is a good one. Now, this goes back to 2011. On behalf of the 2011 world champion St. Louis Cardinals, I'd like to thank you for the outstanding product. The Valara Living Water unit installed in the weight room has been a vital addition. The unit is very popular. Our players definitely notice the difference in their hydration levels, and the unit will be extremely important in the coming months, so forth and so on. And then have the other for those air purifiers and whatnot.
Well, let's jump back over here to the air and surface pro. Jeff, because I got a question here.
Yeah.
And that, because I shared some of this information with some of the folks in the office before we came. And
they kind of
had some questions too. And so we kind of understand, and you explained about the air. But how does it do anything for the surface? We're not understanding how it affects the surfaces that you're cleaning. What does that do?
Well, because of the space technology and how it is sucked into the air purifier, and it breaks it down. So the oxygen and humidity are converted into oxidizers. And using a process going through the grid, using a process similar to natural sunlight, it breaks it down, and then it passes it into the room, cleaning surfaces and air. So these molecules seek out whether it's smoke, whether it's bacteria, whether it's mold. So it does the surface. There's no question about that. I don't know how better to explain that.
No, that's good. I mean, of course, naturally, we're going to get your phone number and email address.
Yes.
Because these are just some of our questions, but I know that the folks are going to have questions for you, and so they could reach out to you on that. Now, is this a product that's only sold in the United States, or is it something that's worldwide? I mean,
It's worldwide, and it has the Valara EchoQuest. When it was EchoQuest, and it goes back to 90 years. It's a multi-billion-dollar company that has supplied for so many years in different countries. And I understand in South America, I don't know the make of the car, but they are actually putting in the a unit that will clean and purify interior of a car the way our air purifier cleans a room. One of the other things I want to share with you, Troy, and your friends, bacteria. Mike Jackson, who's been part of this company and he was a big individual that helped go from EchoQuest to Valara. His father was suffering from some sort of bacteria, and he was able to take that, and he had put in whatever they used to show bacteria scientifically, and he put the one in before they put in the unit, and it was really, really bad. And then they put in the unit. The laboratory test showed reductions of airborne contaminants that was just clean that pallet. So it does work.
Wow, that's great. You know, in today's world, we got the West Coast on fire.
Yes.
You know, and a lot of folks, we have a lot of people listening to this on the West Coast right now that listen to our show. This is really good for them, especially them poor people that are having trouble breathing and all this
yes.
smoke. And of course,
yes.
some of our inner cities or some of our cities are just, I mean, with the smog
yes.
isn't as bad as it used to be, but it's still bad enough that it's causing damage. We need to have that. But in my world of building science, I'm really concerned of the air quality going into
yes.
the winter months, you know, where we
yes.
can't open
yes.
up. And that's why I thought this was a timing was great,
yes.
you know,
yes.
and wow, What a awesome holiday gift for a family member that you're looking for that unique gift. And yeah. And for your family member that's on oxygen or something, if indeed somebody orders one, what's the lead time? Do you take credit cards? I mean, talk a little bit about the delivery systems and payment systems that are out there.
Troy, we can work that out. I will give you my phone number, my email, and my website. And individuals can get to me, and I will share that, quite frankly, over the phone, and we can do credit cards, check, whatever is necessary.
You know, Venmo is getting to be such a popular system now, too. We get paid a lot of our jobs through Venmo. We work with a lot of people. Actually, we work for a lot of investors around the world.
And you'll have to help me with that, Troy.
Wow. It's real simple. What I will do is turn you over to the office manager, and she will do that.
Right. And the other thing, Troy, if I may, there are so many people out of work and need a financial help. And the beauty of this company, it has helped tens of thousands of individuals like myself create a stream of income.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. So they just need to contact you directly in regards to that, any opportunities for that. Let me ask you, so this is always one of the highlights of the show, and that is there anything, tell us any kind of, I hate to say horror stories, you know, but something that was like gross that you guys were able to help out and help somebody or dangerous or something. You got any stories like that you can share with the folks?
Well, Troy, for me, the only one was that at the church in the fellowship hall, that it took out that mold within hours and that smell.
Now it takes out the mold smell, but it don't. Yes. But folks, make sure you don't misunderstand. It doesn't get rid of the mold.
It does kill mold.
It does kill mold, really?
It does kill mold, yes.
Oh.
Yes.
So if you have mold, it'll kill the mold. Well, that is really good to know. So I will need to put you in touch with the fellow that was on our mold, did a mold show with us, and Travis Boyer, fabulous fellow. But also we had on our radio show here Ducks, and she does duck cleaning. And I think that you two could also be a great connection, be helping each other out and referring each other once she gets them ducks good and clean. Now, what other kind of environmental, so mold is an environmental issue. Is there any other environmental concerns that we have out there that this system could correct?
Well, fungus, mold, bacteria.
Well, that's good. That's great to know, though. I mean, because the mold is a big one for folks, and air quality is air quality. So right now, I've given several classes and also radio shows here and talking about tightening your house up. Well, the tighter our house is, folks, the more contaminants that are trapped within our home, you know, from you know, I of course my dog don't smell, but you know, some people's do, you know. But in all sincerity, we have all these bacteria, and we drag stuff in. You know, we come to the store, we come back, we're around people. We're really being more aware of this, you know, being around people that are contaminated with various, you know, especially poor school kids, you know, when they do go to school, they bring all these things home. And this sounds like this is a great system for that. Don't let me speak for you.
Yeah, training, training exercise rooms. I'm thinking of high schools and grammar schools that have gymnasiums, and the locker rooms really smell. And the unit does an incredible job there. And that's a big one.
Well, that's great. Well, we talked a little bit about the health and the different products. So that's really, and I know that there's a ton of other questions out there that the folks will probably want to ask about. So how about, could you tell folks how they could look into your company and your contacts and spell if you would, the company name, because I know that my Midwestern slang sometimes butchers the pronunciation. So help us out here.
Okay. So I invite you to go to www.volara, VOLLARA.com/James, JAMESVARGO. So that's Volara, VOLLARA.com/James, JAMES, Vargo, VARGO. And my phone number is 314-614-6039. 314-614-6039. And if I get a call and folks need help, I would certainly adjust what needs to be adjusted cost-wise. Because I came in not for the money, Troy, but for helping. My whole life, people have been part of my life. They weren't looking for my money. They were looking to help me. And I want to do the same. And Valora allows me to do that.
Well, that's great. So if they mention the radio show, then they say, hey, I heard you on About the House radio show. You'll help them, kind of give them a little something special. Great.
Absolutely. And the air and the personal air purifier normally sells for $129. You know, we can reduce that so people can have that on their person and feel comfortable.
Well, folks, remember that. Tell them you heard him, Jim Vargo, on About the House. And Jim, I do thank you very much. I'm going to finish this up here. I do really greatly appreciate your time. I know you're very, very busy, especially right now with everything happening in the world.
Yes.
So you was a Navy chaplain, and as I was also in the Marine Corps. So folks,
Semper Fi.
Yes. So folks, Jim was part of us.
Yes.
Jim, you're a pastor, you're a chaplain. You're not supposed to lie.
I don't.
Well, we all know we're a Department of the Navy. It was just a joke that us Navy Marines have with each other, guys.
But now, Troy, I got to share this with you.
Oh, okay.
So when I was stationed in Okinawa, Japan, and there was a small Marine base at the Mount Vesuvius, and there was a fire, and I had to go over. I wanted to go over to be there. And I did. And I did what I chaplains do. And I had the chance to climb Fuji. And then I said, Gunny, I'm going back to Okinawa. How would I go to Iwo Jima? He says, well, chaplain, when you get back, call this phone number. So I did. And Troy, they cut me orders to fly to Iwo Jima.
Oh.
On my way to my next it was just unbelievable to land there and walk on that the sands and then climb Suribachi. And there were three Japanese workmen with their helmets on, work helmets, and I had my cover on. And I understood what they were talking about, and they were kind of laughing. So I walked up. I took my hat off. They took their hats off, and the three of them were bald, and so was I. Here we are standing on this incredible a 3 mile island where so many were killed, and our nation was freed because of what the Marines and all of those men and women did for our freedom. So Troy, stay in touch, my friend. Okay?
I will, buddy. I will. And I thank you so much, Jim, for jumping in here. We're going to probably have to have you come back on. I imagine people are going to be asking questions. So everybody, if you have any questions for Jim, he's given your email and his phone number is as such. But his phone number is 314-614-6039. Give them a holler. And if you have any personal questions about home inspections or commercial inspections, give us a call, Galloway Building Services. And our office number is 636-394-3112. And my personal cell phone number, I know if you call me on my cell phone that you probably listen to our show, because I don't give that out very often, and that's 314-520-6655. And Jim, My blessings to you, brother, and great talking to you. I look forward to doing more business with you.
Thank you, Troy. One last thing. Can I give you my email address?
Oh, yeah, please do. Okay. Let everybody know.
Okay, so it's Jim, J-I-M-V-A-R-G-O, Jim Vargo, 38 at iCloud.com. Jim Vargo, 38 at iCloud.com. So we'll all fly like Volara through the air.
All right.
Stay well.
Yeah, take care. Thank you, Jim. You have a blessed
Thank
day,
you,
sir.
Folks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, folks, for listening to the show. You have any questions, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. It's my Galloway Building Services, 636-394-3112. Y'all have a blessed day. Thank you for listening.
Sponsored by Troy Galloway and Galloway Building Services, your top choice for professional home inspections in the St. Louis area. GallowayBuildingServices.com.